Today on Excellent Leadership with Sam Adeyemi.
So my encouragement is, instead of you focusing on the ones that have been caught stealing from the government purse and from other places, drop the stone.
Welcome to our broadcast today. We continue with our discussions on love. And today, we want to approach this from an interesting perspective. I observed something about Jesus that when they brought people who were really bad to Jesus, Jesus was very lenient on them. He was very kind to them. It's amazing. They brought a woman who was caught in the very act of adultery, and Jesus was merciful to the woman. Amazing. The people that Jesus really had serious issues with were hypocritical people, and they were usually the leaders. So, as we study how to love, because that's our master key. Jesus said that's the greatest commandment. You get it right with love, you get it right with everything else. He said, all the commandments hang on loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. So you can't love and fail. Anyway, so they brought this woman to Jesus, and she had committed this horrendous sin and so on. And the law of Moses said she was supposed to be stoned to death. What did Jesus have to say about that? Amazing the perspective that Jesus brought to it. But our focus today is not on the woman, but on the people who brought her to Jesus and what Jesus dealt with them. You know what? When we deal with our own issues, we'll be able to help other people deal with their own issues. I don't know, but it seems like fallen human nature thinks that if we cut other people down, we'll feel more comfortable with ourselves because we'll have low self-esteem anyway, but that never ever solves any problem. So let's go into this message. Very interesting one. It's titled, Drop That Stone. I'll see you at the end of this broadcast.
Galatians chapter 6 verse 1. It's on the screen. Let's go. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Good. We'll title this discussion, Drop That Stone. I got that from a story in John chapter 8. A story that I found very fascinating. John 8 from verse 3. The Pharisees and the scribes brought a woman to Jesus who had been caught in adultery. They said to him, the law of Moses says that we should stone someone that is caught in adultery. What do you have to say? Verse 6 says, this they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. First, when I read this story, I just try to imagine the amount of shame that that woman must have felt that day. Brought out in the open, daytime, shamed. And the people that brought her were not common men, because again, when I gloss over the passage, my assumption is it was just some ordinary men. They were powerful people. They were leaders. They were the religious leaders of the day. They were scribes and Pharisees. She was shamed publicly. She didn't deny what she had done because she was caught in the very act, they said. Don't mind the fact that it was only her that they brought. Committing adultery with herself. by implication. Don't mind that fact. But when I read the story further, especially when I read verse 6, this they said, testing him that they might have something of which to accuse him, then I realized actually that the woman was not even the object of their anger. The real target was Jesus. It was Jesus they actually wanted to stone. And this woman was caught in the crossfire. We're talking about love this month. And I realize that this just falls in line with the way the Bible structures it or explains it. That when it comes to love, you can't talk about loving God without talking about loving man. You can't separate the two of them. When they asked Jesus in Matthew 22, which is the greatest commandment? Matthew 22:37-40. He said, this is the greatest commandment, that you love the Lord your God. He said, the second one is like it, that you love your neighbor as yourself. When John the Apostle explained it in 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, he said, anyone who says that he loves God but hates his brother is a liar. He said, how can you love God whom you have not seen and not love your brother that you can see? He explained in verse 21, this is the command that we received from him, that he who loves God must, that's the word he used, must love his brother also. So that's his interpretation of what we read in Matthew. It doesn't seem like so in Matthew. In Matthew 22, they look like two separate commands or commandments. But John the Apostle says, no, they are intertwined. They are connected. That actually what Jesus was saying is that you cannot love God and not love man, because every human being is an extension of God. Man's body may have come from the soil, but man's spirit came from inside God himself. When he created man and breathed into his nostril, it wasn't just air that it was pumping into the body. It was the spirit of all human beings that he was releasing there. Every human being is an extension of God. So whatever you do to man, you've done to God. God will feel it. Amazing. So in the bid to hit Jesus, they're going to hit also a woman caught in the crossfire. But my focus is on the fact, or is on how Jesus resolved it. Jesus didn't answer them. He was writing on the ground. So verse 7 says, so when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. Isn't that scary? Don't you think that would have put her life at risk? He who is without sin, let him throw a stone at her first. Verse 8, and again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. Amazing. Every single person. These were not church members. These were leaders. Every single one disappeared. Beginning with the oldest. What did Jesus say? If you don't have sin, stone her. So they said, they ran away, beginning with the oldest, ostensibly because obviously he had the greatest volume of sin, because he had been around for the longest time, okay? So the oldest, you know, to the youngest. So they had sin. Amazing. And they wanted to kill someone for committing sin. You know what I see from the Gospels? When we relish the idea of bad things happening to bad people, it's a sign something is wrong with us. When we delight in the idea of someone being punished, of something bad happening to someone, it's a sign. There's a problem somewhere. Because in Matthew 7, Jesus said, judge not so that you will not be judged. With the same measure that you judge, it will be measured back to you. Then he said, why are you concerned about the speck in your brother's eye when there's a pole sticking out of your own? He said, remove the pole in your eye, then you'll be able to see clearly that it's just a speck in your brother's eye. So it's our problems that magnify other people's problems. Amazing. That's what I see from the passage. I know that such feelings and desires are usually born out of our experiences where there's a lot of oppression and deprivation. Poor people are happy when they hear that bad things happen to rich people. Oppressed people are happy when they hear that something bad has happened to someone who is powerful. The oppressors, the bourgeoisie. That's why many years ago, when we had the soap opera, you know, this soap opera on TV, people really liked it. The rich also cry. Yes. You know, there's a local proverb in Yoruba language. The rich man is not God, just that his secrets are covered. Kenny, nonsense. So, back to Galatians chapter 6, verse 1, but I read it from the Amplified Bible. Galatians 6, 1, Amplified. It says, brethren, if any person is overtaken in misconduct or sin of any sort, you who are spiritual, who are responsive to and controlled by the Spirit, do what? Should set him right and do what? And restore and reinstate him without any sense of superiority and with all gentleness, keeping an attentive eye on yourself, lest you should be tempted also. Amazing. So, he who does not have a sin, let him throw the first stone, or the stone first. And then they missed out one by one, and the only person left with the lady was Jesus. He had not committed any sin, so he was the only one that had the right to do what? To stone her. Did he stone her? No. Amazingly, he said, where are the people who are accusing you? They've gone. They've disappeared. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Isn't it amazing? Your ability to forgive, to restore, to mend somebody's spiritual wounds. Those are the signs of spiritual maturity. So church is filled with many babies. Because sometimes church is the place where you experience the greatest condemnation. The place where we impose impossible standards on ourselves. It was religious leaders that were going to stone the lady to death. And they had issues in their own lives. And Jesus came to produce another dimension of spiritual leadership.
Discover God's unconditional love in this new series by Sam Adeyemi. This series will show you practical wisdom and steps on why God's love will help you overcome in every area of your life today. In this four-part series, discover how to develop your love walk, understand God's love for you and others, overcome rejection and hurt through forgiveness and love, and develop the capacity, the love, the unlove, and more. To receive this CD set, please call the number on your screen now. or go to samadayemi.net for your love gift of $20 or more. Discover and experience God's love with this impactful series by Sam Adeyemi. Call now, toll free, 1-866-608-7782. For international callers, call on plus 44 151 808 0312 or visit us at www.samadayemi.net to receive this resource today.
Hello, I am Sam Adeyemi. A big thank you to all my followers on social media. It has been brought to my attention that there are fraudulent characters soliciting for money with my name on Facebook. I would like to emphasize the fact that I do not solicit for donations on Facebook. So if you see such messages from any Facebook page, they're not from me. I want to encourage you to report them as being fraudulent. Please beware and be very careful and be safe. Thank you.
No human being on this planet is intrinsically more important than another one. It is the impact of the action of the leader that is greater than that of the follower. But in terms of values, sir, they are equal.
The church is the most important leadership production factory on this planet.
One of the characteristics of leaders is that they see. They have vision.
They call you senator, call you CEO, call you governor, or call you president. It will help you to keep that at the back of your mind. It's not because you are special. It's because they are special. That's why God allowed you, gave you the opportunity to occupy such a position to leverage on the collective resources on their behalf. Every army has a department that is very important when they go to war. The medical corps. The doctors and the nurses, they go with every army that is in battle because getting people wounded is a normal part of it because it's a risky venture. If you are afraid to approach the enemy, they will take over your territory. Church is involved in spiritual warfare. It's for courageous people. Good. So what does the army do? Someone is wounded, they replace the person, and they go to treat the wound and get the person back up into fighting position. So I don't know of any army that would pick wounded soldiers from the battlefield and then shoot them and kill them, except the church. Church. We should stop killing our wounded people. We should restore them. We should mend them. Did I hear you say amen? Amen? That's the sign of maturity. That's the sign of love. This should be the place where people find forgiveness. They find forgiveness. So I say to the person who's been wounded, the person who's made a mistake, yes, the person who's been caught in adultery, caught, some of us were caught because we got pregnant. So there's no place to hide it. So you're carrying, carrying a pregnancy, and people know you are not married. Some of us have been caught stealing. Some have been caught this, caught here, or caught there. If it's church that you came to the right place. The only thing is, take your attention off from people. Put it on Jesus, the light of the world. The one person who will never, ever condemn you. He died for you already. Even if you killed someone, he paid for that sin on the cross. So he will never criticize you for it. He understands the nature of sin. Come to Jesus, the one who's being caught. But I think the greater part of the message today is to the one that has not been caught yet. Because all those people who were holding stones were also doing it. It was just that they had not been caught yet. So my encouragement is, instead of you focusing on the ones that have been caught stealing from the government purse and from other places, drop the stone and also face Jesus, the light of the world. Let's all receive forgiveness. Let's all receive cleansing. Let's all receive freedom from shame and freedom from guilt. Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me what? Free from the law of sin and death. No one has the power to overcome sin. It is the forgiveness of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that helps us to live above sin. Romans 6:14 says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, because you are not under the law. You are under grace. It is God's grace, God's help. You will look at the thing you were doing before. The temptation will come and you will not respond to it. It's God's grace that makes that possible. And we receive that grace this morning. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Welcome back. I hope that was a blessing to you. So here is it. The proof of spiritual maturity is in the fact that your focus is in restoring people back to health, nurturing people back to spiritual health. That's the sign that we are maturing in love. So you just look around you today, and I'm sure you don't have to look too far to someone who's having issues, maybe in the family, maybe in church, maybe in the office, but the proof that we are maturing in our capacity to love is in restoring people. And you know what? You won't have to wonder anymore if people love you or not. You'll be amazed how much good, how much blessing will come into your life when you love people practically this way. Because when love, when value goes from you, value will come back to you. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that the power of the Holy Spirit, the invisible power that enters a seed and grows it into a tree, that power will come on this word in your spirit today. And I prophesy in the name of Jesus that this word will bear fruit in your life in the name of Jesus. And as you sow the seeds of forgiveness and the seeds of acceptance, as you sow the seeds of love in people's lives, I prophesy a harvest on your life. Today, your name and your face will come up in somebody's mind somewhere. I prophesy for you a harvest of favor. Doors of opportunity open for you today. I declare this a season of good news in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. You know what? At the end of the day, as human beings, we just don't have that capacity to love. The Bible says the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. All of us have been hurt too much to be able to love. But you know one thing? God loves you. God loves me. Don't forget that, and we'll see next time. Bye for now.
Discover God's unconditional love in this new series by Sam Adeyemi. This series will show you practical wisdom and steps on why God's love will help you overcome in every area of your life today. In this four-part series, discover how to develop your love walk. Understand God's love for you and others. Overcome rejection and hurt through forgiveness and love. And develop the capacity, the love, the unlove, and more. To receive this CD set, please call the number on your screen now. Or go to samadeyemi.net for your love gift of $20 or more. Discover and experience God's love with this impactful series by Sam Adeyemi. Call now, toll free, 1-866-608-7782. For international callers, call on +44-151-808-0312 or visit us at www.samadeyemi.net to receive this resource today.
No human being on this planet is intrinsically more important than another one. It is the impact of the action of the leader that is greater than that of the follower. But in terms of values, sir, they are equal.
The church is the most important leadership production factory on this planet.
One of the characteristics of leaders is that they see. They have vision.
They call you senator, call you CEO, call you governor, or call you president. It will help you to keep that at the back of your mind. It's not because you are special. It's because they are special. That's why God allowed you, gave you the opportunity to occupy such a position to leverage on the collective resources on their behalf.
Hello, I am Sam Adeyemi. A big thank you to all my followers on social media. It has been brought to my attention that there are fraudulent characters soliciting for money with my name on Facebook. I would like to emphasize the fact that I do not solicit for donations on Facebook. So if you see such messages from any Facebook page, they're not from me. I want to encourage you to report them as being fraudulent. Please beware and be very careful and be safe. Thank you.